professional services contract, Eileen Howard Consulting.
Okay, those of you can kind of see, there's lots of pages, but anyway, we have it up there. We just had to add this, this is normally our work session night, as you know, the fourth meeting of the month is always a work session. Nothing different about tonight, it's just different topics. But we needed just one item to get urban renewal going so that we can meet the deadlines. We need everything submitted to the assessor at Deschutes County in September. So in order to backtrack, we needed to get going. And we want to have a meeting in about the third week of March. So this is the basically what the agreement will be, the amount, the contract is in there. But you know, Jeremy has to go through and kind of do his final little, you know, she'll ask a couple questions and he will. And so what I'd like you to do tonight is answer any questions. Authorize me to sign the professional services agreement. You've already, you know, we had a process and we've already picked out Elaine. What's her last name? Elaine?
Howard.
Howard, yeah. Elaine Howard Consulting. And she's ready to get going. And it's $28,000, the contract amount. And it'll take about, well, between now and October 1st. And we will have a steering committee that will meet in, like I said, in about 3 weeks. And I've been working on that committee. There's some people you need to have included to kind of, just to make it functional and to make it work. They only meet three times, and so then and then they would be done. And there's a lot of ORSs when it comes to urban renewals, so this is kind of one of the things. So right now, the folks that have agreed to serve, and they kind of fill different positions, and I'll be able to give you a list. You don't need to write them down because there's quite a few. I wouldn't bother writing unless you really want to.
Nope.
But Ben Lapine School District is going to participate, and I talked to their school superintendent, and they've asked one of their school board members, Mike Jensen, to do that. The fire district is still undecided if they want involved, and if so, who? Parks District, yes, they do want, and Bob Schultz will represent them as their director. Library District will be involved, and Todd Dunkelberg, the director out of Bend, will be involved, which is nice. He's going to come down and participate directly. The county, Tony DeBone will represent the county commission. The mayor would normally represent the city council. And led our economic development group is Gary Tingey of High Lakes Realty. Tried to get folks, he's on that led board, and then that are business people. A requirement is to, well, let's call it a good business, to get someone from the Planning Commission. And Gloria Fleming has retired. She's agreed to do that. The Chamber of Commerce, the director, Ann Gaywith, although Ann said she's going to check with their board in case the president of the board wanted to do it. So that's, yes, she will do it, but the Chamber will have someone there. Dan Varco said he would represent nonprofits, and you know he's working for Habitat now, doing work for them. And he said he would do that. And then private business folks, Vicki Russell from Russell Excavation, Gary Dodd from Ace Hardware, some that we haven't seen a lot down here, and I had quite a conversation with him. He's very interested in urban renewal, and he sits right down on the corner, so I think that's pretty good. Kareen Martinez, of course, owns Wilderness Garbage, and she's been very interested in, so they're a business owner, and they live right downtown, basically, on Morrison. Perry Walters, who has his office there, on Huntington, and it does construction, been around a long time. And then Dave Schneider, the manager himself from Midstate Electric, will serve and not send down someone else. So that's kind of the group, and there's a couple variables in there. We'll start meeting. They'll meet three times, and then they'll go away.
Is that Steve Dodd?
Is it Steve? Or?
Yeah, Steve.
Oh, maybe I put Gary. Oh, Steve Dodd. Okay.
Yeah.
So Steve Dodd. There was like two owners there, I think.
John Pinkney and Steve Dodd.
Yeah, okay. So I think it's a very well-rounded group, kind of a split between public agencies, community-based agencies, and business people. And all of them, all those business people live, work, or own in that proposed kind of general area, even though the boundaries aren't set. But So anyway, that's kind of how it'll move forward.
Okay.
Then after three meetings, they'll make a recommendation to, and ultimately then it goes to the county, we have to make a presentation to the county commission. That's a requirement of the ORSs. So we'll go to the county. Then it has to go before the planning commission. And then ultimately it'll come to the city council for approval. And that's all between now and August. Then a 5-7-person committee will be formed that will be the ongoing urban renewal group.
Excuse me.
This has got 15. It'll be cut in half or better. Then that's the group that will operate urban renewal and be the kind of called board members or committee members of urban renewal. And we'll have terms and things.
Okay.
So that's kind of the process. So if you guys would approve us to hire Elaine Howard for $28,000 and authorize me to sign the agreement after Jeremy's agreed to it and she has, we'll get going.
I would entertain a motion to...
Questions? Discussion.
Well, I'm going to go into discussion in the middle of this. Entertain a motion to have the city manager authorized to sign this and make the corrections necessary to implement it. And
I so move. Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion? Hearing none. Greg?
No, I'm good.
Karen?
Any questions?
I have a question.
Okay.
In here under city responsibilities, under information on potential development in the area, how is that estimated value calculated of a potential development?
Oh, you know, I mean, you know, like the motel that's expanding right now, but he tells us about what it costs. So I mean, these are just estimates.
So it's just.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately the assessor will determine it.
After.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So any, you know, that's the only big one that's really hanging out there right now is that would be within the district, because the district's really
right.
Pretty much just down here. So, you know, something could be happening at Wickia or in a subdivision somewhere and it's unrelated to this. So I can't think of anything else that we have permits out on. So we'll base it off what they think it's worth in the permit.
But after our district is formed and then say, we have to figure out how long that's going to be in existence.
Well, it's all an estimate because, you know, okay. When they did the other ones, who knew that the values would have dropped in
right.
4 and 5. So they say, you know, it's kind of like population projections. You assume that over 20 years you grow at 1.8%. You may have a 4% year and a no percent year. It's just an estimate. And she does that for a living, and so she should be able to. They're going to be pretty conservative on value growth because you got to be careful. You don't want to overestimate value growth.
But they're doing that already.
Who is?
The value of property now already is all getting. They're starting over.
You mean the assessor and them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Could be.
I was on the news last night.
On in values in Bend or something?
Yeah, and messing it up for everybody else.
You know, yeah, our values down here. Dude, you got your tax statements. Did they go up much? Or were they pretty flat still?
Pretty flat.
They're pretty flat.
Except.
Yeah, every house is different. I mean, you cannot compare one house to another, but overall, they're still pretty flat down this way. Bend, you're seeing a little more increase.
Is that it? Are you finished?
Yeah, I'm finished.
Okay. Karen?
No.
Okay, Kathy. Okay. All right. No further discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Let the record reflect its unanimous approval.
You know, the last page does have the dates for the meetings that we've kind of preliminarily set. So if you're interested for PeopleNet Advisory, April 17th, May 22nd, June 11th.
March
13th. Okay. And actually, the 13th, I'm going to move it. We'll see. Thank you. That's all we had, actually, under this, under the special, actual official meeting. The rest is a work session, no votes.
Entertained a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
We're adjourned?
You've got 20 minutes to move around the cabin while we let the people move in.
There's coffee? Stuffed some coffee in there?